Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in time for KER Politics. Going back to economics, Big Al is doing today. I have a guest on the line with me. His name is Jack Haney. Jack is involved in the physical aspect of the gold industry right now as a senior partner of a company that deals in. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit more about the company, but it's a company that deals with actually taking possession of physical gold and physical silver. I was involved in that segment of the industry, as you know, for almost 40 years dealing with the mining companies, and I have to say the problems that we are seeing today vis-a-vis the debt, vis-a-vis the shaky economy, the economies, I guess I have to say, that exist around the world, in my opinion, all portray a perfect storm for the appreciation in the price of physical gold and physical silver. The thing that concerns me the most is the same thing that concerned me back in the latter part of the previous century, around 1998, 1999, and that's called government debt. Scares the daylights out of me. Jack, your comments.
Yes, hi, and thank you for having me. And I'm the CEO at Patriot Gold Group, Jack Haney. And you know, what we're looking at here is the U.S. Treasury is borrowing $3 trillion in 3 months to pay for the pandemic response, okay? A record sum that dwarfs the $1.8 trillion borrowed in the 2009 financial crisis. But what Warren Buffett just recently said at his 2020 shareholder meeting on Zoom, as we know due to the social distancing and stay-at-home ordinances here across the country, is that if you print bonds in your own currency, really the bottom line is, as far as repaying the debt, you can always repay the debt because you're printing the money.
To repay the debt.
Right?
Right.
To repay the debt. So it's you can't default. So the U.S. has been smart where it's issued its debt in its own currency. And Alan Greenspan said the same thing. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print more money. So there's a zero probability of default. But see, the primary concern and the chief worry should be inflation and the purchasing power of paper currencies. So what's happened is the U.S. dollar has lost over 82% of its purchasing power since 1970. 82%. It's lost over 20% of its purchasing power just in the last 8 years. And really, the big concern is not only the purchasing power of the dollar, the U.S. dollar as the dominant reserve currency, because we've heard concerns, and even J.P. Morgan said last year, that the U.S. dollar could lose its reserve currency status, and we see China and Russia moving away from the U.S. dollar. And that's why they're currently selling U.S. treasuries and stockpiling gold.
Yep. No, I don't disagree. I have always felt that gold being part of what I've always wanted to see happen in the United States, called an asset-based currency. Gold is very important. Obviously, that would be, in my opinion, the primary asset along with a bit of silver. I also want to say, and I'll give an opinion on silver because I can get your response to it, but I think that in order to increase the confidence, the economic confidence of the power of the United States, I think that switching to an asset-based currency, simply in my opinion, I'm not sure if it's possible given the circumstances today, Jack, but I think in the future it is very definitely a necessity. Any comments on that?
Well, many do believe that we're going to transition into a digitally based currency backed by gold as the dominant reserve currency. Because what we have now is we're running the printing presses. The previous administration quadrupled our money supply and ended up printing $4.5 trillion during the 2008-2009 subprime financial crises. Some are estimating that we will print over $10 trillion to address this pandemic. So many do believe globally that we will be moving towards a digitally based currency loosely backed by physical gold and silver, a tangible asset.
Well, you know, when you look at all the things that we're going to be talking about between, you know, for the next 15 minutes or so, or 12 minutes anyway or so, is you have to look at the various aspects of the economic environment that we're living in right now. You know, let's talk first about unemployment. The unemployment numbers right now are absolutely staggering. And why shouldn't they be? The economy is basically shut down. The official unemployment rate right now, if I'm not mistaken, Jack, is somewhere around 14%. I think in reality it's probably at least twice that. And it's hard to say what the ramifications of that are going to be. What do you think?
Well, they're not factoring in underemployment. They're not factoring in this most recent jobs report that was released this morning. Workers that are anticipating, or let's say being optimistic about returning to work. So we're looking at right now the jobs report, the unemployment percentage being at 14.7%. But we have 33 million Americans who filed unemployment claims over the last 6 weeks. 33 million. At the height of the financial crises back in 08 and 09, there were 800,000 unemployment claims, and we now have 33 million unemployment claims. 33 million. So the catastrophic ripple effect that we are going to see, I was reading a report, and they said, enjoy the good times now while they last. And they were saying that right now, it's as rosy as it's going to be for the next 12 to 18 months, because it's only going to get significantly worse from here. When the Q2 GDP numbers come in, when the May jobs report comes in, when there is this very weak and feeble reopening of the economy, and most have this optimism that we'll just turn the economy back on. One thing I've been telling clients, you know, domestic air travel was never suspended. Never suspended. You could have flown round trip, you know, LA to New York for probably about $129, about a quarter of what it typically costs. But guess what? The planes are empty.
Sure.
And they had to suspend over 70% of their flights because, truth of the matter is, Americans are fearful of leaving their homes. So we do see protesters in certain cities and we see protesters in certain states, but the vast majority of Americans are, you know, abiding by safer at home ordinances, social distancing, and really in fear of even going outside. So this whole idea of just reopening the economy is, look, it's the thing about it is, and I was explaining this to a client earlier this week, I'm not making some type of political argument here. I just look at everything from an economics standpoint and financial standpoint. And right now, anyone buying into this stock market, into this bear market suckers rally, I think are in for a rude awakening come the third quarter. I think after Q2, I think we're going to see some, most economists are forecasting that we're going to see a double bottom.
Jack, we have to take a real quick commercial break here.
You bet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the most timely topics I've been involved in on KER Politics for quite some time. I'm going to take a real quick commercial break here, and I'm going to be right back with Jack Haney.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with Jack Haney. Jack is the CEO of a physical gold dealer. Tell us a little bit about your company first, Jack, if you would.
Our group, Patriot Gold Group, is a collective of the industry-leading experts bringing investor direct pricing to our clients. And what that means is a little over 5 years ago, my business partners and I decided that we wanted to open a firm where we work directly with our clients. So we're the only firm nationwide, of all the firms where you, the client, work directly with the owners of the firm. And we've been awarded Consumer Affairs number one rated gold and silver dealer and gold and silver IRA dealers nationwide for an unprecedented 4 years in a row now because of that business model working directly with the owners. And we're the Patriot Gold Group. And I'm the co-founder, senior partner, and the CEO of the Patriot Gold Group.
Check them out, ladies and gentlemen. We will definitely have a link on our site. But I want to deviate from that again right now just for a second. And I want to deviate from it into one thing that I think is incredibly important pertaining to the future of the United States of America. I think it's all about consumer confidence. How about you, Jack?
It is. Really, our economy is based on two things. We're a consumer-based economy. Right? Most manufacturing has been moved overseas, but all economies are based on two things, manufacturing and consumerism. You manufacture goods, consumers purchase goods. Reuters issued a report just mid-April that U.S. manufacturing output posted its biggest drop since 1946. And the same day, retail sales see record plunge. Key consumer categories crash. We're seeing the automotive industry suffer about a 30-40% drop, the retail industry over a 50% drop. I mean, the restaurant business is, the restaurant and hospitality and travel is completely just decimated. So you are correct. We are a consumer-based economy.
Very definitely a consumer-based economy, but, you know, I have to say that as long as Americans and people in other countries do not lose confidence in their particular situations, and that includes their political situations, that includes everything, if they don't lose confidence, if they let the government go and they continue to believe that the money that's being printed works, I think you're going to see a lot less social unrest than if a panic occurred. Any comments on that, Jack?
Well, the concern is this. With the idea of reopening the economy and being a consumer-based economy, when you have 33-plus million unemployed Americans, even right, when you do reopen the economy, they've gone without a paycheck for the past 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So they're... Americans had already gone into debt, and the debt of Americans had already surpassed the 2008-2009 levels just a year before this pandemic. So a year before this pandemic, the debt of Americans surpassed what the debt was back in 08 and 09, credit card debt, auto loan debt, mortgage debt, and now we're going to see... Yeah, 33-plus million Americans having not worked for 8 weeks. So, you know, I do believe, you know, that President Trump is determined to open up the economy again and get us moving as soon as it is safely possible. And he built this economy to historic strength, and he will do it again a second time. But what we're looking at, and his record of building the American economy to unprecedented heights before it was artificially interrupted, is even more salient today.
Yes, it is.
But so what we're looking at here is that's his focus leading up to November, and I think we're going to see Americans going to the voter booth wanting to entrust a businessman like President Trump, not a politician, to rebuild this economy, because we have a long road of rebuilding ahead. Right now, with the stock market, though, we have seen the highest number of IRA applications in process for clients who are looking to rotate out of the stock market and out of paper-denominated assets into a self-directed IRA backed by physical gold and silver. One thing I want to mention is we had launched the 2020 election protection back when Sanders was a viable candidate with his concerning wealth tax that he and Elizabeth Warren were touting, which will eventually gain steam and traction, believe me, whether it's 2 or 3 years out, but that will gain traction. But we had no idea how visionary we had been with the 2020 election protection because we offer the no-fee-for-life IRA. And we have since transitioned that 2020 election protection to the 2020 coronavirus pandemic protection. Basically trying to offer some type of vaccine for your retirement account so it doesn't get affected by this pandemic, because most Americans right now are more worried about the economy than they are their health at this point. After these past 7 weeks, they're starting to worry more about their retirement accounts and the economy more than their health, right? That's why you see the protests.
That's absolutely amazing, but you know what? I'm not surprised.
Well, initially, everyone was pretty obliged to feel safer at home and social distance and shut down businesses. But now that we see the weather getting nicer and now that it's gone as long as it has, people are getting a little restless.
Yep.
They're getting restless, and people are also, Americans weren't prepared.
No.
They were not prepared financially to endure the length of time that this stay at home, safer at home ordinance has been in place. So
I agree with you 100% on that. I mean, nobody's more in the middle of it than I am. I mean, I am basically retired from a 40-year career in the precious metals industry, among other things, business consulting. But I have to say that, thank God, my wife and I prepared as carefully as we could for this particular eventuality, because you knew what was going on back in 1998, 1999, and then culminating in 2008, you knew that eventually something as devastating as this was going to absolutely rock the nation, and it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Haney, thank you so much, Jack, for your insights. Get us some comments on this, you guys. Do you agree with Jack?
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House disclosed a person who works close to the president or vice president has tested positive for COVID-19. Katie Miller, a spokeswoman for Mike Pence, has tested positive. Miller is married to senior White House advisor Stephen Miller. Reporters observed Katie Miller talking to the vice president earlier this week during an off-camera question-and-answer session. the news raises questions about how vigilant the White House has been on minimizing possible exposure to the virus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo reports a 5-year-old boy in his state has died from the coronavirus.
Caution to all people who, again, may have believed that their child couldn't be affected by COVID. This information suggests we may want to revisit that.
This is USA Radio News. The unemployment rate increased to 14.7% in April, USA's John Clemens reports.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has a report that confirms the U.S. economy has entered a recession that surpasses the Great Recession that began in 2007.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 20.5 million in April, and the unemployment rate rose to 14.7%. The changes in these measures reflect the effects of the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. Employment fell sharply in all major industry sectors, with particularly heavy job losses in leisure and hospitality. This is the highest rate and the largest over-the-month increase in the history of the series.
Televangelist Jim Baker is recovering at his North Carolina home after having a stroke. The 80-year-old is okay, but he's taking a break from filming his TV show, according to his wife, Lori. In March, he was sued, accusing him of selling a fake coronavirus cure. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Time for the second hour of KER Politics. Talking with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. You know, I want to talk about how small a world it is. One of our regular listeners, Larry, who's a retired periodontist, if I'm not mistaken, and I got into some very interesting personal discussions about what he calls Rockefeller medicine versus what he calls, or what I interpret as him saying, as genuine medicine. Medicine which makes you feel good on a daily basis and that's a little bit more unnatural, to say the least. Frieda happens to have a daughter. We're not getting personal here, but Frieda's daughter is very well known in that field. Very popular, very well known, very highly educated. Tell us about your daughter. She lives somewhere in Florida, if I'm not mistaken, and has a lot of clients who are exactly of the same mindset as Dr. Larry, one of our listeners.
Yes, and so, you know, she's certified. She went to Hippocrates for a few months. People who had brain tumors, they shrank their brain tumors with this certain type of diet, which is mostly raw. And I went over there, too. It's like eating straw, but, you know, broccoli sprouts and all that. I guess I lost weight very quickly, that's for sure. So she's very much into health, yoga certified. She feels that people need to center themselves and focus, because if you're not okay with that, then nothing else really works out. That's connecting to yourself first, She doesn't believe in regular doctors unless there's some kind of emergency. Holistic doctors is what she believes in. Any antibiotics she thinks is really very bad for you. Natural type of probiotics are good for you as well. So she has a lot. If there's anything I want to do, she tells me what to get, and I do listen to her. And she's usually right. But matter of fact, I'm taking something I took this morning, which is soda, baking soda, I mean, maple syrup or honey if you have. So it's one part, like a quarter of a teaspoon of the baking soda, two parts, maybe two teaspoons of the honey or maple syrup. And you can put a little water in it and drink it. And it does help you.
How does it help you, Doc?
So if there are people who do have tumors, or there are people who do have viruses, or there are people who just want to introduce longevity into their lives to keep all these bad germs out, then that's for you. And it's something that you take every morning. And it's really good for you. And research has shown that it does get rid of the bad bacteria in your body. And that's really why I take it. So there are a lot of different types of natural remedies for you out there that can help you more than traditional doctors. I hate to say doctors do have their place, though. So that's really basically what she does. And she does help people with stress management as well when she has these type of sessions with them. But basically, she's much younger than me. She's my daughter. But I feel like we've always been like kindred spirits. And
there you go. There you go.
Same thing together.
Frieda, I want to cut this particular part of the conversation, get on to the next thing that we were going to talk about, and I am certainly not diminishing your daughter at all. My guess is we'll probably have some listeners who are going to request that your daughter come on the show. Having said that, we've got about six minutes left. I want to talk about the positive things that have occurred as a result of COVID-19. Do you want to start out?
Absolutely. There's a lot of positive things going on. For one, we're appreciating our health that we used to take for granted. This is not something that's coming to us. This is something that we really have to earn and we have to respect. Think of it. If we go to hospitals from now on, we will be wearing masks and gloves. Not a bad idea. We will be protecting ourselves from even the flu eventually, because these things that we're doing now are things that will help us with other illnesses and diseases moving forward. So we're going to end up actually coming out better than we and before we entered this stage in our lives. Relationships are going to change. We're going to be kinder to each other, because as we know, when we're in together in a small space, things can happen. But it's also an opportunity to find out what are the bugs in the relationship, and to listen to what the other person is saying to you. You don't have to agree, but you definitely have to understand where they're coming from. So simple things like that will really change our lives forever, and with our lifestyles, with the things that we have, because we're always thinking about the future. What are we going to do? What are our plans? Even if we're going on vacation, we get stressed with running around and doing what we need to do. So being less materialistic is extremely important. What about all the shopping we've done? Has it been so necessary to be out there and buy so much stuff? We're going to be spending less money because we don't really need to do all that. And even restaurants, do we really need to go so often? You appreciate it more. I know I appreciate going out to eat when I go out less often, not more often. And then even cooking, I was listening to a cooking station the other day. I looked for it because she's really good. She makes such great, wonderful dishes, and they're so simple. I used to just watch the cooking. Now I'm actually cooking and baking. Now you don't have to get fat. You can pick what it is that you're doing and enjoy the fact that it's something that you're doing for other people and the family as well. It's almost a gift when you're doing something like that, rather than going out to eat and waiting for the waiter and being formal. I remember when I went with my son, who was went to Italy for a semester, And before we left, I called up all these fine restaurants thinking, this is really going to be a wonderful experience. And when he came home from his semester in Italy, we went as a family. And the places he took us to and the food was much better because it was basic, fresh, wholesome food rather than the fine dining that I reserved for us. So I think we're going back to that place of having basics in our lives and toning down our lives a little bit and having perspective of where we are, because we often tend to run, and where are we really going? So this is going to give us cause to say, what's really important? Is commuting back and forth for 2 hours and having lunch for an hour, is that wasting our time? Let's have that time to exercise instead. Or let's have that time to have lunch with someone that we really find special.
So what you're saying in a roundabout way, what you're saying actually in a very direct way is we are starting to realize the things that are important in our lives. Let me say this. The one thing that I've started to realize is that everybody has a right to their own personal actions and thoughts as long as they don't hurt anybody inadvertently else. And that's one of the reasons I truly, truly respect and admire every single person on this particular site. You know, this basic time, which I certainly can't do a lot of things because I am basically self-quarantining because of Kathy, has caused me to really stop and think. You know, I stop and think about a lot of the things that the people on our blog say. I look at you out of the box, you know, and I remember that you told me that your goal really is to spread the gospel, for lack of better terms. You know, and I would agree that that's a very admirable thing to do. A lot of people don't disagree, but you know what? That's okay if they disagree. We all have free will. I picked up a copy of Billy Graham's autobiography because of some comments that you made, Jerry, and I am very, very glad that I did. I personally am starting to realize now, you guys, what's really important out there. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Frieda.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hey, welcome in ER Politics. A couple of comments I want to make initially here first that I think are very important, and the importance of these comments lies in the way that I interpret a lot of them. I think there's a lot of confusion and fear out there in society right now. Why is there confusion and fear? Well, because one thing, as Frieda said, probably a number of weeks ago, she said, you know, we don't have a consistent and something, a provable story here with this COVID-19 situation. One day you hear one thing, another day you hear another thing. And I think that's something that is really important to realize, that nobody really knows an awful lot of things. I think the fact that the federal government, who most of us really have a tendency to disrespect right now, telling us that we don't have a choice, we have to do certain things, there are predictions on the site as of yesterday of people, you know, forced inoculations, etc., etc. That bothers a lot of people, and it really bothers me. It bothers me because, in effect, you basically have people who I do not respect, a number of politicians telling me I'm smarter than you are and I'm going to tell you what's good for you. I don't need that. I know what's good for me. I have a brain. I know that I have to engage in social distancing because I know that I'm at high risk. And I know that my wife is at even a higher risk than I am. So social distancing, voluntary quarantine for me is purely and simply, it makes sense. If the government came out and said, I don't want you to do that, let me tell you, the middle finger on my right hand would go right up in the air and I would do it. And the reason I would do it is because I know that for me, it's the correct thing to do. I know for a lot of listeners, I don't know most of you guys. I've never met an awful lot of you other than on the blog. But I know that you're very independent and you are people who have a lot of pride in yourselves. And you do not want other people telling you what you have to do. And as I mentioned in one of my comments yesterday, too, I can't remember who. I think it may have been Buzz. I don't even remember. But one of you guys, I said, you know, I agree 100%. People cannot tell you what to do. You have to do what is right for you. assuming that what is right for you is legal and is not going to be detrimental to society as a whole. And all of you out there are smart enough to know what would be detrimental for society as a whole. And I don't think any of us want to do that. Just because, what the heck, you know, we all live in this country and we just want people to leave us alone and allow us to do what we believe is the right thing to do. Frieda, let's talk a little bit about fear and confusion from a psychological standpoint.
Well, first I'd like to just address the listeners to know that I'm really not trying to be a fearmonger, as I've been called. That's not my intention. Fear can really be very good for you if you have the facts. Because if you don't have any feelings of something that's out there that you need to worry about, you're not going to do the right thing for yourself. So, yes, fear can bring anxiety if you don't have control over it, if you don't have the facts. But fear will help you to investigate the facts. And if we're talking about control, that's the best combination, because then you can be proactive. You have something to work with. And as you just said, Al, you want your own control. But you're someone who's highly intelligent, who's been doing the right thing. And not everybody can make the right kind of decisions. So in one way, what the government's doing is making it for them, for those who can't. But then again, it seems to be research that I've been investigating here, that people are actually getting more anxious, not less, with more control, because they're able to make decisions that they don't trust, which means, do I go out to this place? Can I go shopping? Can I go to this restaurant? Can I go to the pool? Can I go to the beach? Are the parks safe? Do I wear a mask? Is it important? All these things are confusing people more and bringing more anxiety than we even had before. So we really have to have this wait-and-see attitude, which means we have to be more cautious with what's in front of us. We need to step back and determine individually what the risks are. Now, we spoke about age. We spoke about location as well. We spoke about history and health as well. So those are some of the things to determine. But when you're out there and the government is saying, guess what, these things are available, does not mean it's any safer. The contagions will go up. It's gone down. It'll go up again. Those are the facts before it goes down. So when I'm saying things that you should be concerned about, I'm also telling you how to control it and what you can do. And so that's a great balance for everybody. As far as I'm concerned, as I told you, my son comes to the door, puts on a mask, I'm inside. I talk to him, and that's the new norm. We are panicking a little bit in our society because summer's here, and summer means going out there and enjoying ourselves, and we can't do that yet. But we can visualize that it will get better if we do the right things for ourselves, because as we remain safe, and I have to congratulate everyone who's done such a good job up to now, who did not have the concerns of getting this virus. They should pat themselves on the back and move forward. You've done well so far. Keep going, because it will get easier, not harder, and you will have some choices that you have to make intelligently. Now they're saying five people together. Watch out. It depends on your history. As you said, Al, it depends on your age. I mean, I don't feel my age, but you tell me my age. People tell me my age. I better start believing them. It doesn't matter. It's your age. So when you have these facts to deal with, the anxiety should decrease, but it's actually increasing because people, unlike you, have to make decisions that they didn't have before. But let's not make false type of decisions, because it's what seems to be easing up is really going to be more detrimental to our health than before even. And when we're in this place of putting ourselves at risk or being a little bit impatient, let's be more impatient, let's be more uncomfortable, because what is the real choice on the other side? when you can be happy, that you have good moments of appreciation. We're having special moments now that we never had before. We're having precautions that we're taking that's going to prevent us from other viruses. What about going into hospitals with masks? That's not a bad idea for always. There's all kinds of contagions going on as well. So we have to have this wait-and-see attitude for everything around us, and then we can celebrate even more. But now there's a lot to celebrate about because we're very careful about germs.
I want to take a little break here in a couple of minutes, and then we can go on and record a part two. And I want to take a break because I want to use this for the final segment of the radio show on this particular weekend. That final segment is 10 minutes. We're at 8:36 right now. You know, the one thing that I want to stress is I agree with most of you on the site. When you read past the anger, et cetera, you know, when you read past the anger and you get past the point of so-and-so is basically making a personal affront to me, when you get past that and you just listen to what people are saying, you guys have an awful lot of factual information that I think is very, very valid information. Because when you read between the lines, Jerry, Josie, everybody else, when you read between the lines, let me just say one thing, and that is you all are simply a group of very independent, intelligent people. If you look past what Frida and I are trying to say, if you truly look into the meaning behind what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, I think you're going to realize that we all agree with each other. Let's leave anger out of it. Dr. Birnbaum agrees with virtually everybody, including you, Larry, and everybody. And I agree with an awful lot. Not an awful lot. I agree with all of you. Hope you enjoyed KER Politics.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112.
That's 800-486-8112.